Hi, good morning. Actually, I haven't slept yet. I was in bed for a while, but you want some coffee? Sure, help yourself. Sorry, I guess it's been sitting a while. You could pour it over ice. Fuck. No, it's not bad. Not necessarily. I mean, I hope not. Oh God. Okay. So, please bear in mind that this was unintentional and that I think the world of you and would never want to make you uncomfortable. I am? Okay, that's fair. All right then. So, last night I was awake when you got home. Right, but I wasn't in my room. I was out back. So, when I came back in, you were in the bathroom getting ready to shower, and the door was open. No, you're fine. That's not what I meant. I know you thought I was in for the night or whatever, and if you'd heard me, you would have shut the door. Besides, you were still fully dressed then. That's totally not an issue. It's just, you were standing there in front of the mirror at first, kind of leaning forward on the vanity. You looked, well, pretty tired, honestly, but also so relaxed and kind of powerful. I know it's a tiny bathroom, but it didn't look comical at all. You filled the space like it was built for you. I don't know. Well, no, that's not all, actually. Then you took your t-shirt off. Oh my God, you have to stop laughing at me if you want me to finish. You're enjoying my discomfort, aren't you? You bastard. No, it's actually kind of hot, which is relevant to the point I'm attempting to illustrate, if I may. Thank you. Watching you take your shirt off just flipped a fucking switch in my head, or, well, maybe not my head. How have I never even seen you with your shirt off? Yeah, but you've seen me in a bathing suit and, like, a towel. I'm not giving you shit about it. It just kind of shocked me, in a good way. So you pulled your shirt off over your head. And watching it stretch and sort of bunch up over your arms and shoulders, I was like twitching. I wanted to touch you so bad. Then, when you dropped your arms, your tummy kind of bounced. Wait, do you really think I'm making fun of you right now? No, it was so erotic, like a titty drop, right? But so much hotter because it was just how your body naturally moves. And you weren't doing a trick, you were just undressing. Fuck, I sound like such a perv. I'm glad you like it. That means you're way pervier than me. Shall I continue? Yeah, I'm not quite to the really embarrassing part yet. So, then you undid your belt and your pants, and they were just kind of slung really low over your butt, and I could see the top of your underwear and the top of your ass. And there was this beautiful curve through your lower back and into that crease that goes under your love handles and around your hips, and I just wanted to kiss it, and my mind just followed it all the way around to the front. And then you shut the door. And I bolted to my room and got in bed. No, I haven't slept. Because I got in bed and proceeded to masturbate for a very long time to the thought of my roommate's naked body and his skin and how it would react if I got my hands on it and my mouth on it, and what his fucking gorgeous bulk would feel like between my legs, spreading them so wide it hurt. And then I felt unbelievably guilty about it. So I came out here to wait for you to get up so I could bare my soul to you, and you are mercilessly laughing at my anguish. Oh, I'm so glad this hasn't completely creeped you out. What? Did you drill a peephole between our bedrooms or something? Yeah, it is a thin wall. So you were jerking off to the sound of me fucking myself while I was picturing you naked? Kinky. Was that the first time? Hell no, it's fucking hot. Where are you going? Oh, hi, Kay. I love your hugs. I've always said, you give good hug. What? Yes, I'm impatient. I've been awake for 20-something hours and obsessing over that body for at least a third of it, and your hands are around my wrists, which is surprisingly hot, and I've had too much coffee and... Fuck. Will you take your clothes off, please, while I watch? I really need to see the rest of you. Everything. I will do whatever you want me to. Promise. But let me see you first. You don't have to put on a show. I mean, if you want to, but I just want to watch you. Like the way you move when I'm not around. Just, yes. Turn around. Yes, please. Stay there for a second. Can I touch you? You're so warm. And you smell really good. Do you want me to stop? I like your stretch marks. I could give you some other marks if you want. I mean, I've got them. Mothers get them. Fucking bodybuilders get them. It just shows that you use your body like you inhabit it in time. Ugh, I need sleep, but they're hot, like tiger stripes. And the way your skin dimples on your thighs and your ass. I know, but nobody has flawless skin, not a single adult. The obsession with perfectly smooth flesh is an obsession with youth, and I have no desire to fuck a child. Yeah. I kind of thought that was implicit, your fuckability. Yeah, you can turn around. Whoa, hi. I wasn't expecting anything. I'm not... cogent? Is that the word I want? Absolutely not. I would only regret this if I made you feel bad in some way. God, is it wrong that I like how much stronger than me you are? I just... you could just... Oh, right. My turn. Slowly or... Okay, just off. I can do that. Well, I don't wear a bra to bed. There. Oh, seriously. I hope you're proud of yourself. I've been soaking wet all night just thinking about you. Oh, whatever, you love it. Will you fuck me? No? Okay. Oh, on the table? Okay. Oh my God. Do I have to just sit here and watch you do that? Not that I'm complaining or anything. Fuck. Oh, thank God. I think I might die at this point if I couldn't even touch myself. Is this what you were picturing last night when you were listening to me? Oh, that's sweet. Oh, this is so much better. I was just imagining you stripping over and over, but even that was damn. Oh, fuck. Do you have any idea how sexy you look? When you pound your cock like that, your whole body moves like shockwaves. I want to do that to you sometime. Hell yes, I'd love to jerk you off, but I was thinking about riding you, having you laid out beneath me while I bounce on your cock, watching how your body responds. Fuck, oh fuck, I'm really close. Kiss me. Yes, please. You can come wherever you want. Just let me watch, please. Oh, my stomach. Oh, yeah. My tummy is fine. Come here. Oh, just hold my leg back. Lean into it. You're not gonna break me. Oh, but I would really like it if you tried sometime. Oh, that's it. Oh, stroke over my stomach. Oh, God. I love watching your hand move on your cock. Oh, look at the dripping on my tummy. Please, come on me. I'm gonna come with you when you come all over my belly. How close? So. No! Oh, yes. Oh, I feel it. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Splattering on my. On my skin. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh. Rubbing it in, Maya. Rubbing it into my belly. Huh? Oh. 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 Fuck. Yeah, I am tired. You want to take a nap with me? Oh, yeah, you actually slept last night. Do you have plans? Do they involve you getting dressed? Oh, that's a shame. Can I watch then? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably should just, hey, thank you. Good night. I hope you don't mind me having obscene dreams about you.